Hello, everybody. Chelsea here again. I wanted to record this short introduction just to let you know that, yes, this is a short bonus episode, and there is a part of this conversation that I have cut out to save for a later date, at which point it will make sense why I cut it out. So just be prepared for that. There will probably be an introduction before that episode, but you will not hear it for a little while. So this is a short conversation as a sort of primer into us talking about the live action series in the next thing you will hear from us, which will hopefully be posted within the next week or two. And we are planning on getting together again this weekend to record another episode. So more coming from us down the pipes soon. Again, don't expect any kind of regular schedule, but we are going to keep getting these out to you guys because, one, we love the show and talking about it with each other, but two, we like talking about it with all of you. So make sure you reach out. We will talk to you all later. Bye. Okay. Well, we are here, everybody. And I know this is a little bit off kilter from what our normal scripted intro is like, but hey, it's been a while. Why not do things a little bit differently? Andrew, Melanie, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Been a little bit.
It's like been a little bit. What's new with you guys?
Well, you might hear him a couple of times, but we have a new baby.
Yeah.
His name is Lucas.
He's precious.
He is pretty adorable.
Yeah. Nothing much new with me. Well, everybody's heard the update episode at this point, so you kind of know what's going on, but there's three things on the agenda for this kind of bonus episode as we get prepared to get back into things that are on the agenda. The first is to just kind of catch everybody up, which is the main thing is to say, hello, my name is Chelsea, which is a change from the last time you heard us. And something I wanted to point out to you two is that the last episode that has been actually released and that the audience has heard was recorded on the night I came out to Drew, mm-hmm. and then I came out to you, Melanie, just a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that until I was getting ready to record our sort of bonus update. We're coming back episode back in January, because there is one more missing episode that we recorded after that in the summer of 22.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It's still sitting on my computer. Goodness. And it will be out there soon. I mean, at some point, it's just like, that's why I maybe felt the trepidation in listening through it and editing it, because it was really early in my transition process. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't switched to the new name at that point. And yeah, it's just been a journey. And I just thought that was a fun thing to point out, was that episode 23, everybody, the one that you, 22, actually, the one that you last have in your feed is, that was the night I came out to Drew. So fun fact for all of you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And I mean, in the year and a half since, I changed careers and I found a new church, which has been really important to me. And I've obviously come out and changed my name and all that kind of stuff. And I've missed this. I've missed talking this show with you guys.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've been fighting the urge to just watch the show.
Right. That's what I was about to say. It's like, I've been good and I have not continue to watch it without doing this. So I didn't know if we will ever come back to doing the show at all.
Yeah.
But
well, kind of like with Cinescope, the thing that I've always said is that it's not gone forever. It'll be back eventually. Right. Like Cinescope went 3 years without a new episode.
Mm.
And I always said, it'll be back. And it was just, it took a long time to get to a point where I felt like I was actually ready to come back and where my life had kind of reached a certain level of stability.
Right.
That's fair.
And I mean, you two with three kids now.
Yeah.
And
three kids.
Also at this very moment, you have two extra dogs in the apartment in addition to the dog and the cat that you already have. So it's just a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
And we all have lives and we're doing the thing. It's been great, but I'm glad to be able to sit down and talk this amazing show with you guys again.
We're excited to be back.
We are.
Yeah.
It's not to say we haven't seen each other.
Oh, absolutely not.
For that long.
We've seen each other pretty frequently.
Life has come up so many times where we're like, maybe we can do an episode.
Yeah.
Or I fall asleep. That's also fair.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah, it happens. And then there's one more thing I wanted to talk about before we close this sort of bonus episode, because as of us recording this 3 days ago, the live action adaptation of book one of Avatar The Last Airbender has premiered on Netflix. And we are about to watch it and then record an episode talking about it. And so I kind of wanted to just, what are you guys hoping for this? Like, do you have any sort of inkling of what to expect aside from some of the things we've maybe heard online? Just like your personal hopes and expectations for this live action show.
I have to say that I have been avoiding any any and all things about it.
Yeah.
If I had to guess what my husband's would be, is that he's praying that it's nothing like the movie.
Yes, which I guess we should have mentioned the movie because we did talk about that too.
Pronounced correctly. That's the bar I'm setting.
all of them pronounced correctly.
Yeah, that the names are pronounced correctly, and thankfully we do know from like various trailers and set images and character looks and all that kind of stuff that the set design, the costume design, the character design is very similar to what we have seen from the animated show. So that's a plus in its favor, because we did not get that in the Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, no, we did not. I'm trying to keep an open mind because I don't want to get too excited about it.
Yeah.
But I also am excited about it. So it's hard. I don't like a lot of things that the live action has kind of fallen into is this like shot for shot remake, which I think a lot of people were kind of hoping for. And I really wasn't. Like, I was like, if you're going to do it, do something new.
Yes.
But there has to be some kind of loyalty to source material.
Right.
Especially when you have such a fan base and such a love for the source material. Like, it's not like people are out here like, oh yeah, no, I skip episodes 4 and 5 because they suck and I really like this one and this one. Like, no one's picking and choosing. Like, they watch Avatar because they like the entirety of Avatar,
right?
So I mean, plus or minus an episode or two, but this, I mean, like, you don't watch it, like,
yeah,
you know. So it's, you have a great fan base that loves the source material, so abandoning that in any capacity is just not a smart choice.
Right. I have very similar feelings about live action adaptations of anything also. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of something following along exactly to a certain extent, but then I also, you said this, and so I'm just going to echo it. If you're going to do a shot for shot remake, why would I not just watch the original? Mm-hmm. Because they did it fantastically well the first time, right? Like, I don't need a shot for shot remake, but there are bad ways to adapt and change something, and there are really, really great ways. Like, The Last of Us TV show by HBO was a fantastic example of taking the source material and being pretty faithful to it. They made a few small changes, but they also made some additions that richly developed some characters that weren't very developed in the game. And they did a phenomenal job of taking a game that I loved and improving it by almost making the show supplemental in certain ways. Mm. And that's my biggest hope for The Last Airbender live action on Netflix. And we talked about this a couple of years ago, Andrew, when they were still in very early production.
Right.
And the show creators, the animated show creators, left over creative differences. So from then, I've been trying to temper my expectations.
Right.
And I will just mention that some of the early buzz, like even before this officially premiered, the early buzz that we were seeing online from like news outlets was not entirely positive as far as like how they were adapting certain characters, about certain parts of stories that they were changing or not being super faithful to for stupid reasons, as told in interviews with the writers or the showrunners or whatever. And so I'm anxious to see exactly how those are different. I don't mind difference on principle, but what I do mind is bad differences. So anything else that we wanted to say about the live action version?
I'm excited to watch it.
I am too. And I mean, one bit of consistency, I do believe Jeremy Zuckerman, who composed a score for the original show and also composed a score for Legend of Korra, did return for the live action. I guess we'll find out for sure, but I do think there is that level of consistency, at least aside from the set and costume and character designs.
Right.
So we're going to end this bonus episode here. I'm going to leave off the social tags for now, but thanks everybody for being patient and letting us kind of live our lives and figure ourselves out. And we will maybe not be on a weekly schedule, but at least with the live action show, we will prioritize talking about that and getting that out there for us and also for all of you to join in the conversation. And we would love for you to reach out. So the social links will be in the show notes, but I'm not going to talk through them right now because we've got an episode of TV to watch. So that's it, everybody. Thank you. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
We out.